Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. One of my favorite topics, plastic surgery. And I brought in my gurus, my experts in the industry, Marietta Plastic Surgery, with locations in Woodstock and Town Lake. And I just made that up. Marietta and Town Lake. Okay. Well, I have Dr. Michael McNeil in the studio. Dr. Hannah and Dr. Patel is new to the practice. Welcome.
Afternoon.
And you guys, so it's something that everybody thinks about. Everybody's looked in the mirror and thought, I can improve on this, I can improve on that, and they all have questions. They might be embarrassed to make that first appointment or come in, but this is where this radio show is awesome, so they can call in and ask you and be anonymous that first time out and get the real expert's opinion. And we'd love to hear from you at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And there's so much you can do to take baby steps up into a facelift if you're not quite ready for a facelift, or that full body mommy tummy tuck. There's so many injections and fillers, Botox, Juvederm. Dr. McNeil, what are you seeing this time of year that you're performing most often?
Well, this is the time of season. Dr. Hannah and I were talking about this yesterday, and this is the time of season that people are starting to say, hey, weather's starting to get a little bit nice. We were talking, some things are starting to bloom a little early, and people are thinking spring break, and they're thinking summertime. So this is when everybody's starting to call.
And you're still wearing clothes that are covering up things, so you can have something done and still wear the covering clothes, and you're not exposing so much skin. So it's a great time to get that work done, or that improvements done that you've been putting off.
Yeah, I think Thursday and Friday was teacher day, because a lot of teachers are off this week.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was funny. We did a lot of teachers on Thursday and Friday. They're taking advantage of everybody being on President's Day, whether it's a couple of days or the week. And some of them were talking, they were giving their subs, you know, directions on what to do for Valentine's Day and when to let the kids have the candy and different things.
Oh,
as we were getting
great.
Ready. Absolutely. But the teachers have been coming in, but it's going to be, this is when everybody starts to think about it.
Okay.
And a lot of people have thought about it in the past. So the sooner they make the call, the sooner we can get them on the schedule and get them ready to go. But it's across the board. Dr. Hannah, you want to elucidate on some things?
Yeah, this is the time to get ready for your bathing suit. So, you know, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons comes out with statistics on the number of the most popular procedures, and breast augmentation and liposuction are always at the top. And so this is a very popular time for those procedures as well.
You know, if you are exercising, you can't pick and choose where the fat comes off. It comes off overall. So if you have a particular area, say your muffin tops or your saddlebags, you may be losing weight, but you still have those muffin tops or you still have those saddlebags, because you can't just spot one spot that you want to target to be working out. Those areas,
you're right,
still stay.
They do. It's a frustrating thing about the human body, right? We have these genetics that we inherit and we couldn't choose our parents for. And some people can, movie stars can afford to have chefs and trainers around the clock, but most of us casual people, don't do those things, and we do the best we can, but there's still genetic areas that we sometimes need some help with. And whether it's after a child or it's after an injury,
right?
You know, where you're laid up and you can't be as active, people want a little bit of a jump start.
I did notice a little weight after that leg injury.
Yeah, that happens. We see that. But a lot of people also, you know, I was listening to your hour before, which was an excellent hour. I think we were all listening to it earlier. And, you know, it's some of the stories that we get as well from our patients, and we listen to their stories, and their stories are very much like that. It's that, you know, sometimes they're frustrated, sometimes they're trying to do all the right things, but just their parents, or they're busy with travel or whatever gets in the way, and they can't lose that extra little bit of weight, but they still want their contour or their skin to look good, and they just want to look like they feel, you know. That's
you know,
it.
I'll just be out there and tell you that earlier in the fall, I had my arms done, and I've always had bingo wings, and my kids would come up and go blah, 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 to what was hanging down on my arms, and it drove me crazy. I was very self-conscious of the shirts I wore. I'm a medium shirt, but they were tight in the biceps, and Dr. McNeil, you performed that surgery, and I kept telling you I wanted Olympic arms, and by golly, I have Olympic arms now. Thanks to you. And it makes such a difference. I keep, you know, kind of going side to side in the mirror, looking at my arms, and I'm so proud of them now. And I'm wearing shirts that I haven't worn in years because I like the way my arms look.
Yeah, that's a common thing. Women come in with thigh issues like that. Dr. Hannah did a big thigh lift last week or the week before. And we see that. And yeah, you're wearing a tank top. You know, beautiful blouse today, and your arms show, and they look great. So
yeah.
We're glad we could help you with that.
But I'm reemphasizing the point that what you do makes you feel good on the inside. You're doing it for yourself, and it changes the way that you perform as a mom, as a coworker, as a wife or a loved one. But it really changes the way you see yourself and you portray yourself in the world.
It definitely adds to patient self-confidence, and a lot of times after these procedures, they really use it as a springboard to really maintain their results, and so exercise and diet and using it as motivation.
It was that extra little nudge they needed.
Exactly.
Maybe to go after that job that they otherwise wouldn't have or something along those lines. Folks, if you have questions for our Marietta Plastic Surgery Gurus, give me a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Well, let's start with the face. And what are some things you can do to the face right now to make the biggest bang for the buck?
Well, you know, the thing that we always enjoy about our practice is we're board certified and board eligible plastic surgeons. Dr. Patel's board eligible, the rest of us are board certified, and what that means is
I start to say, what does that actually mean?
So to be a board certified plastic surgery is a several year process. Not only do we do 6 to 7 years of focal surgical and plastic surgical training and sometimes fellowships afterwards, but then you have to study and take a written test. And then after you pass the written test, you have to collect cases and present those to the board, and you have to go and defend what you did on your cases. And they look at every aspect of it, how you evaluated them beforehand for safety, for was that the right procedure, how you technically did the procedure. It's a big process. So Dr. Patel is going through that last stage of his process, mm-hmm. even though he's done 6 years of plastic surgery training and a year and a half of cosmetic fellowships, you know. By the way, after his Princeton education, his law school, and his pre-med work.
I know. I mean, he's a lazy one, that Dr. Patel.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, I think that's one thing that we like about our practice is that we offer the options of minimally invasive with injectables and skincare, all the way up to full invasive of a face and a neck lift. And then the in-betweens like we have with face tight and body tight or liposuction and things like that.
Excellent. It's 14 minutes after 2 o'clock. We'd love for you to join us on the line at 404-872-0750 like Karen and Griffin has done. Karen, you're on WSB. How are you today?
How are you?
Good.
I love your show.
Thank you, darling.
I do have a question for the doctor.
Okay.
I had the gastric bypass 4.5 years ago and have lost 150 pounds.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. I have a lot of excess skin. I've exercised and tried everything. What do you suggest as far as getting the excess skin removed? Can it be done all at one time? Is it going to take like multiple surgeries? Because I have a lot of excess skin.
Karen, first of all, congratulations.
Absolutely.
On making this decision. It's a life change. And, you know, you change your diet and exercise and you lose all the weight. And just like you said, you're left with this excess skin. And at Marietta Plastic Surgery, we really do these procedures quite often with the popularity of gastric bypass getting more and more these days. And we really enjoy it because this is the last step in your journey to get you to exactly where you want to be. But obviously, a lot of areas, arms, breasts, tummy, legs, all are showing that excess skin. And so really, we just sit with you in a consultation and prioritize what's most important to you and come up with a plan. Most likely, it is, like you say, it's going to be staged over a number of procedures.
Okay, because my insurance did, you know, they did approve a couple procedures, but not for everything. So I didn't know if you dealt with that type of, you know, with insurance either.
So, yeah, just come in and have a consultation, and we'll go through, do an exam, see what exactly it is that you need, and come up with a plan for you.
All right, excellent.
And the reason that Dr. Hanna was saying we usually do it over a staged steps is not because we don't want to do it all at once, and it wouldn't be nice to have one recovery, but we're looking, like we said before, at safety. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at number of hours of surgery, and you know what we can do safely for each individual and to make their recovery something that they can you know continue through their daily journey with and things like that. So that's, I think, the most minimum is usually two surgical procedures that I've been able to do, you know, arms, thighs, and circumferential body with in kind of two, but sometimes we even do it in three.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen, and congratulations again. That's quite a feat. Okay, thank you for your call. It's 17 minutes after 2 o'clock, 57 degrees here on Peachtree Street. It's turned out to be quite a nice day outside, so get out there and enjoy it. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Marietta Plastic Surgery on the air on Atlanta Living. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're discussing how to make you your best possible self with the help of Marietta Plastic Surgery. I have Drs. Michael McNeil, Dr. Hanna, and Dr. Patel in the studio with me, taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And guys, let's go back to the phone lines and let's speak with Kim in Jersey, it says. Kim, are you in New Jersey?
No, we're in Jersey, Georgia, which is next to Walnut Grove, little suburbs in Covington.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's tiny, tiny.
Okay. Well, what's your question for the guys?
Well, I have been so interested for years in getting my butterfly wings done. I'm sick of my grandkids flapping them in the car.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's terrible.
Tell me a little bit about the process of that. Is it outpatient? Is it painful? And about the cost of it.
Yeah, a brachioplasty or arm lift, as you say, to address the butterfly wings or the bat wings, oftentimes can be just done as an outpatient surgery. Takes anywhere from, you know, 2 to 3 hours. It's just a lot of sewing up of an incision line that kind of goes from just past the your elbow up to the armpit area to address that skin. Uh-huh. And it's just sewn up in a fine line that hopefully scars and heals well. And then you're putting some wraps for compression. So there's a little bit of downtime in that regard and using your upper arms during the recovery phase. But it's pretty easily done in an outpatient surgical setting and pretty well tolerated. And then you just get on a scar regimen once the stitches are trimmed or and then just make sure to keep it out of the sun, just to optimize the scar's appearance. And that's usually the recovery. I think Belinda could probably speak to some of that as well, being a few months out from her own.
Yeah, Kim. I mean, it was, you know, the use of your arms, you use your arms for everything. So I kind of had to get used to dialing it back a little bit because I'm a real go-getter and don't like a lot of downtime. So I kind of had to scale back a little bit for a couple of weeks. But other than that, I was back to my regular routine very quickly. And the pain was very tolerable. And I'm so glad I did it because looking at my before pictures, someone should have said something much earlier to me.
I know where you're coming from. So in maybe probably about 2 weeks, you would say you were back to...
Oh, I was back. I was back to work in less than a week. But I was, you know, I couldn't lift anything. Mm-hmm. I was driving. Don't say anything to the doctors, but I was driving 4 or 5 days later.
Oh, wow.
My turning wasn't very good, but but I was driving.
I think Belinda's pretty typical, Kim, in that we give suggestions for best healing, but most people have to have life, you know, go on and things like that. And they take those as suggestions and they do the best they can.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds very encouraging. Thank you very much.
Give us a call.
Spending my husband's money now.
Come on down.
Yes. Yep. Give us a call. We're glad to see you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kim. Okay.
Y'all have a great day. You know where Jersey, Georgia is.
I do. I'll have to visit. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Speaking of Marietta Plastic Surgery, they just happened to be in the studio today. Thank you for your partnership and your business all these years, guys. We have Drs. Michael McNeil, Dr. Hannah, Dr. Patel, all in the studio taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. I love talking about this because it makes people feel so good about themselves. It's taking something that's bothered them for years or helping them improve themselves and feel better about themselves. And it's just one of my favorite hours that we do on this show. So we have Charlene. I hope I pronounced your name right. Charlene from Marietta on the line. If we could put Charlene on the air. We're having a little computer snafu here. Charlene, how are you?
I hear you.
Okay, great. What's your question?
Oh, good afternoon, Belinda and doctors. I have a problem. I have been not going out of the house for 2 years because of my lack of teeth, my upper teeth. When I got my dentures, they were buck, and the dentist said it's because my bone structure was like that and there was nothing he could do about it. And I wondered if these doctors ever attempt anything with bone work in the mouth? And if not, would they have someone they could recommend? Because my face is so distorted with the dentures he gave me, and I can't even drink a glass of water with them.
Bless your heart.
Well, I feel terrible about myself. I'm so embarrassed.
Hey, Charlene. Well, thank you for your call, and thank you for telling us about your concern. That is a little bit outside of what we do. There are some plastic surgeons who have done some specialized training. They're called craniofacial plastic surgeons. And sometimes they'll undertake something like bone grafts and things. But there's also a group of specialists called oral surgeons, and you may have heard of them.
Yes.
And oral surgeons would probably most frequently also be able to handle what you do. But if you wanted to give our office a call tomorrow and leave your number, one of us will be happy to call you back with some recommendations on some groups that might be able to help you.
Oh, wonderful. And your office number is?
It's 770.
425-0118.
Sorry.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, 770-425-0118. Or if you're online, you can look us up at MariettaPlasticSurgery.com.
Oh, I so appreciate it. Thank you. I didn't know who to turn to.
Sure. Well, we'll try to help lead you in a good direction, all right?
Thank you so much, doctor.
I hope you have a positive outcome, Charlene.
Thank you so much.
Sorry about that. We have a, like I said, we have a little computer disconnect. We have a couple of lines coming in while we wait to get those screened and on the air. I want to ask you, as far as people getting liposuction this time of year, can they have liposuction, because you're talking about getting for spring break and things, can they have liposuction this time of year and be ready for spring break?
So, yeah, I mean, basically liposuction is a, you know, a very safe procedure that we do all the time and can contour any of those stubborn areas that you have trouble with losing with diet or exercise. And the contouring, you will see a result right away, but you're going to have some bruising and swelling. Typically takes about 10 days to 2 weeks for the bruising to resolve, the swelling a little bit longer. But if you plan ahead and do it early enough, absolutely can be ready for spring break and bathing suit season. Another, we pride ourselves at Marietta Plastic Surgery in giving patients multiple options. And so another option of contouring that doesn't involve invasive surgery is Cool Sculpting, where the fat is frozen.
Who's the best candidate for that? Because I've heard some pros and cons. Who's the best candidate?
So really, anybody that has an area of fat, it can be treated. These are for people who don't want to undergo invasive surgery or anesthesia or have the downtime associated, you know, with time off work or time away from exercising.
Will you get the results that you would with a liposuction?
So with liposuction, you can remove about 75 to 80% of the volume that's treated. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a one and done kind of thing. With Cool Sculpting, you can count on about 20 to 25% reduction. So obviously it's not as dramatic as liposuction. But you can have multiple treatments of the Cool Sculpting to get to the result that you want.
Okay.
And, you know,
so 20% times 20% times 20% with each application.
Yeah. So I think what he was getting to is to try to answer your question, who's a good candidate? The perfect candidate is somebody who's in reasonable shape, but just as we talked about earlier in the show, has those genetically tough areas. And if they were to lose enough weight to lose that, they might not look very healthy.
Right.
And so those are great people. And, you know, that might be the tummy. It might be the love handles. It might be the back of the arms. Could be a bra line or something like that. Those are perfect people. But, you know, there's not a whole lot of us out there who are like that. And I don't mean us being, I look like that. Yeah. But there's not a whole lot of them. So most of us, you know, fall into the next category, which is, you know, we got a little bit more fluff. Yeah. And so as Dr. Hannah was alluding to, you need more sessions and you can do more sessions. Whereas, as he said, liposuction is a one-time procedure. So, you know, when we talk to people, we talk to them about, okay, is this something that you want to have a few days of downtime and have one procedure and be done? That's liposuction. Or is it where you don't have the downtime and you have the time to get multiple treatments? We have three of those devices, so we treat a lot of people throughout the year and we do it in both offices. And if our staff doesn't feel like you're going to get a good result, instead of trying it on you, they'll just have one of us come in and see you and give you a consultation for liposuction or whatever else.
Right. And it depends on your personality type, like mine, who doesn't, not a very patient person, and I'm more of a one and done. So you need to be honest about your expectations.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. But we, as Dr. Hannah alluded, we love that we have the options. And but at the same time, if you're not a wonderful candidate, then our estheticians will say, hey, why don't you come and talk to one of the other physicians and get an opinion of what liposuction can do for you so that you're better informed.
That's great that you have both to offer the patient.
Sure.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. If you would like to join us, we'd love to have you. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We're going to put Ann in Roswell on the line. Ann, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hey, doing good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Hey, I think you actually just answered one of the questions that I was about to ask, which was the lipo versus Cool Sculpt. And I'm like you, Belinda. I'm too impatient. I don't need to go through. Yeah, I'm like, I'll suffer if I need to, but I want it done.
Exactly. Me too.
And so just to confirm, from a value perspective, all the other, you know, physical things aside, if you're a candidate for liposuction and you can tolerate it, et cetera, is that a reasonable, you know, way to go if, you know, you don't keep having to come back and just watch the slow progress? So that was my first thing. And then the second question is, you know, like many young people of my era, I'm 56 years old, you know, I got a lot of sun when I was young and thought it was a great idea at the time. Now, obviously not. So I have sun damage on my chest, particularly my neck and chest, meaning I have, like, it's red. There's little tiny, tiny veins that have, you know, or capillaries, whatever, that have caused redness on my chest and my neck, and some brown, you know, spots, and so, and some wrinkles, and yada yada. And it just really feels very aging to me, and I want to try to address that in the most efficient way possible. I'm guessing it might be laser treatment. I don't know, but I'm looking to y'all for advice.
Okay.
And thank you for your question. I'll answer the first question regarding Cool Sculpting versus lipo. And obviously, you sound like a candidate for liposuction because you're willing to tolerate a little bit of recovery and be one and done.
Yeah.
But as far as the economic stands, it depends on the number of areas treated. But kind of a rule of thumb, if you're someone's a candidate that may be treated well with one session of Cool Sculpting, that will be less expensive than lipo. If you need two, it may be equal. If you need more than that, then the Cool Sculpting actually may be more expensive in the long run than the liposuction.
Right. Okay. That's fair. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Then the second question you had, Anne, is a really common one, and that is when you have that sun exposure and aging on the décolleté, the face, the neck, and the chest. A lot of women don't like it. They get wrinkles, and when their arms are together, it just doesn't look that attractive, and the sun damage. So usually what we do is kind of a combination of treatments to that. One thing that we have is Lumecca. Lumecca is an intense pulse light device, IPL. Sometimes you'll hear, and Lumecca is probably the most powerful and fastest one. It takes usually two or three treatments, and we can help get rid of the browns and the reds with that. That's very common on the face, neck, and chest. And this is a great time of year to do something like that before we're out in the sun.
Right.
And then you'll want to protect that with sunblock. And things. And then another thing, sometimes interestingly enough, it's for that skin that's kind of wrinkly and things like that. Once we get the pigment out of it, if you want to enhance it, there's actually some injectables, like there's something called Sculptra, which is really nice to inject into that area. And it lasts about 2 years. And it gives skin quality improvements and a little bit of thickness to the skin. And it just helps the skin look better as well.
Okay, and so that would be in lieu of like a chemical peel or something on your décolleté, as you said?
Yeah, certainly chemical peels may be an option as well, but the IPL, the Lumecca, is for most women is great because there's really no downtime or recovery to it.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, and as you said, it's definitely the time to try to do that before the sun comes back. And
that's right.
Short sleeve or a short top, whatever.
Exactly.
Okay, Miss Ann, thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day. It's 48 minutes after 2 o'clock, 56 degrees here on Peachtree Street. We'll be back with our final segment with Marietta Plastic Surgery right after this. Thank you for joining us again for Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Okay. It's our final segment with the Marietta Plastic Surgeons. I'd like to thank Dr. Michael McNeil, Dr. Hannum, Dr. Patel for giving up an hour of their time on this gorgeous Saturday. 56 degrees. I hope you're having a great day. Let's go back to the phone lines, gentlemen, and take Angie and Marietta. Angie, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you. Good afternoon. Nice to talk with you.
You too. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer back in 2002.
I'm sorry.
Well, it happens. And I had a lumpectomy. I didn't have clear margins on my tumor, so the breast surgeon had to go back in and take more tissue. So as a result, I now have one breast that's significantly smaller than the other. And I know if it were a mastectomy, reconstruction is covered by insurance, but I was just wondering what options I might have so I could be symmetric again.
Yeah, I can take this question. Thank you for the question, Angie. Mm-hmm. So with regards to breast cancer, whether it's a lumpectomy or a mastectomy where the entire breast tissue is removed, almost all the procedures that are related to reconstructing, including doing a symmetry procedure with the other unaffected breasts, is typically covered. Obviously, it's something that would work through your particular insurance carrier, but to kind of balance out the breasts, if you will, there are things you can do with the other breast if it's larger, like a lift or a reduction. With the area that had the lumpectomy, if there's a divot or a contour irregularity, that can be corrected with fat from your own tissues. It would be liposuctioned out, processed, and injected to an area. Or it could be rearranged with the variety of techniques we do for breast surgery that we're trained in. So any of those are possibilities for your particular problem. Other factors like whether you had radiation and other tissue treatments play into it, yeah, as well. But you're welcome to come in to talk about it and your options after we kind of take a look at you.
Okay, because I did have 26 radiation treatments. And this was, like I mentioned, you know, I didn't finish my treatment until 2003, so it's been quite a while, and I just didn't know, you know, from the insurance perspective, if that would be considered a pre-existing condition or, you know, what the circumstances would be. But I'm at a point in my life where I'm tired of seeing breasts that are two different sizes.
Sure.
And really would like to have, you know, something cosmetically satisfying that would, you know, deal with that. And I think it's just I'm at the place where I really would like to consider getting something done.
Well, the big good news is that you got your cancer out and then moving, yeah, forward to work on reconstructing in a way that's aesthetically or cosmetically pleasing to you. That's exactly what plastic surgery is about and what we can do for you.
Okay, good to know. And I will call and make an appointment to come in and see you guys. And thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Angie.
Thanks, Angie.
Thank you and good luck.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have a request from a caller that could not hold the line, and they want you to discuss massage therapy and helping scar tissue come in smooth. Is this something that you're familiar with?
Sure, I'll cover it real quickly, but after a cosmetic procedure is done or a reconstructive procedure is done, there's a lot of things that we do to help with scars, mm-hmm, and massaging the scar is one way of trying to help it break down, heal, soften, and things earlier and better. There's a certain period of time that we usually say don't massage, but then it hurt, and we don't want to disrupt it, but at a certain time you can. We also use scar gels. Hint, hint for you. We also use scar gels and things if you don't forget to use them. Yeah. But scar gels and things like that can also help. And as you apply those, you're actually massaging, mm-hmm, the scar.
That makes sense.
So massage is a longstanding way that you can make some smaller improvements.
Okay. Now let's quickly try to address Melanie and Ackworth's question. Melanie, if we don't finish your call on the air, we'll help you off the air. Welcome to WSB.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I have quite a few lipomas in my upper legs, both legs, and I would also like to consider liposuction. And I've heard that it's possible for those to be removed with liposuction. And I wanted to find out if that was correct.
It's a good question, Melanie. Typically, lipomas are discrete. You know, you can feel them. They can be shelled out. They're discrete lesions that usually need to be excised. However, if there's other areas of fatty deposits that are amenable to liposuction, some combination approach could be done in your particular situation. We'd have to take a look at where the lipoma deposits are and where you have other fatty deposits to give you a smooth contour. But generally, lipomas are cut or shelled out as an excision, and then liposuction could treat other areas of what we call lipodystrophy, or just abnormal deposits of fat.
Okay. Yeah, I've had 4 or 5 of them actually removed, and wasn't at all happy with the scars that were left.
Hmm.
Also had some sort of weird allergic reaction, so I really don't want to go that route again if I don't have to.
Well, we can review all your allergies and history, and scar vision is also something that we could do to help improve the contour. So any and all of those are possible as a secondary procedure for you to help you out.
Okay.
It may not make sense.
All right.
Thank you for your call there, Melanie, but it may not make sense to a normal person that liposuction doesn't get rid of a lipoma, which is extra fat, but they're kind of usually encased in a little bit of a membrane. So the liposuction has a harder time getting them and taking them out, and that's why they're usually directly removed, as Dr. Patel was mentioning.
Okay, so there's just no way to do that, to puncture the membrane somehow?
It depends on size usually, Melanie. If they're relatively small, it's tricky. If they're relatively large, sometimes it can be a treatment, but it's not always a cure. They can sometimes grow back.
Right. Okay great.
Thank you for your call. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. You want to give out a phone number and a website?
The website is MariettaPlasticSurgery.com, and the phone number is 770-425-0118.
All right. I'll be back with you next Saturday, 1 to 3. Monica Perez is next. Stay tuned.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.